You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the Early Night Show live here from the Broadway Makers Marketplace in Turnstile Underground in the heart of New York City. Hello. I'm Joshua Turchin and thank you all so much for being here today. Broadway has truly changed within the past few years. Due to COVID, a lot of shows that I was hoping to see unfortunately ended up closing early, like Mean Girls, Frozen, and Beetlejuice. However, the cool thing about Beetlejuice is that due to popular demand, they reopened officially in April this year. And even though we're more than 2 years into the pandemic, some shows which are going to open in 2020 still haven't opened. For example, Sing Street was just starting tech rehearsals the day that Broadway shut down. In a previous episode, Max Bardos from Sing Street talked about his experience with the show, which you can now watch on our YouTube and website, The Early Night Show and TheEarlyNightShow.com. A few months ago, I was trying to figure out some songs to do for the virtual version of The Early Night Show, and I was recommended this song from Sing Street, and I instantly fell in love with it. Here is To Find You from Sing Street.
You were staring at your bedroom wall, only ghosts beside you. Somewhere out where the wind was calling, I was on my way to find you. I was on my way to find you. Racing like a cannonball, roller skates and sky blue. We're in the back seat watching the slow rain falling. I was on my way to find you. Gotta find out who I'm meant to be. Don't believe in destiny, but with every word you swear to me, all my beliefs start caving in, and I feel something about to change. Bring the lightning, bring the fire, bring the fall. I know I'll get my heart through. Got miles to go, but from the day I started crawling, I was on my way to find you. I was on my way to find you. My way every day. I was on my way to find you.
It is now time for our first guest of the day, Zoe Glick. Hey, Zoe.
Hi.
Hey, how have you been doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, what shows have you been in?
I was in the national tour of The Sound of Music and the national tour of Les Miserables. I did Frozen on Broadway, and I was in an off-Broadway show called Unknown Soldier.
Oh, that's really cool. Wait, so you were in Frozen on Broadway?
Yes.
Who did you play?
I was young Anna.
What was your time in the show like for you?
It was really amazing. It's very supportive cast and crew, and just I've made so many amazing memories that I'll never forget.
And currently, you're in a show called The Bedwetter, right?
Yes, I am.
What is The Bedwetter about?
It's about the childhood of Sarah Silverman, who's a comedian.
Who do you play?
I play Sarah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Where can we all, like, support you and watch the show?
It's playing at the Atlantic Theater Company.
Oh, so it's off-Broadway?
Yes.
Oh, that's really cool. And do you have any, like, fun other projects that are coming up?
I'm in a TV show called Bubble Guppies. I'm Dima in season 6. So, yeah, episodes of that are coming out. So that's really, really fun.
I actually grew up watching Bubble Guppies.
So did I.
I know. What was that experience like finding out that you were going to be in Bubble Guppies?
It was really cool because my little brother, his favorite show is Bubble Guppies, and so I had been watching it for years and years, so it was really amazing. Now he gets to hear my voice.
Now, what is your favorite item in this store and why?
I really, really love the denim jacket that has all the
It has, like, all the different Broadway shows
yeah.
in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think, actually, you can get them customized here.
Yeah, they're really, really cool.
Do you have any pets?
Yes, I have a cat and I have a leopard gecko.
Oh my gosh, what are their names?
My leopard gecko's name is Matilda and my cat's name is Petunia.
Oh, do they get along?
More or less. I think Petunia is kind of interested in Matilda, has maybe a snack, but we keep them separate.
That's good. You don't want the cat eating the gecko.
No, yeah.
And you adopted the cat during COVID, right?
I did. She was a stray in my grandparents' neighborhood, and she kept following me home. And so after a couple months, I convinced my parents to let me adopt her.
Oh.
Yeah.
And now, how is the cat adapted to city life?
She's adapted quite well, actually. She was a house cat beforehand. She was actually Jean Simmons' mom's cat. And when she passed away, she was left on the streets. So I took her in and she was completely house trained. But yeah, she's great. She's doing well.
Also, I'm going to bring you back later because we have another guest and you may or may not be doing a song with her.
Yes.
It's time for our second guest, Emily Zimmerman. Hey, Emily.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to have you here at the Broadway Makers Marketplace.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Is this your first time here at the Marketplace?
It is. Yeah, it's like amazing. It's beautiful. I love all the decorations. I love it.
It has literally every single piece of Broadway merchandise you can ever think of.
I know. I was like thinking of a show and I would find a pin for that show and I was like, I bet that there's one that I can't find. Well, I don't know. I didn't have that long to look, but yeah.
Do they have, like, any pins from, like, shows you've been in?
Not from what I've been... I mean, I'm not so sure. I did see some stickers, like, some interesting stickers, but I don't know if there's any from shows that I've been in. I would definitely have to look a little bit more.
Wait, what shows have you been in?
Well, I've been in mostly regional credits. So I've been in Annie Warbucks, actually, the sequel. Yeah, I've been in that as Annie. My first ever professional show was Elf, the musical, and I was like a little elf running around in like a cone costume on stage. I've also done readings for up-and-coming shows like Bedknobs and Broomsticks. I was in a show, like the world premiere of a show called The Year I Didn't Go to School, which was fun because that was like circusy and I got to be on a lira. So that was really cool. Yeah, those are the ones that come to mind, but yeah.
And currently you're in The Bedwetter, right?
Yes, currently I'm in The Bedwetter. This is my off-Broadway debut. Okay. Yeah, I'm super, super pumped. I love New York so much, and now I get to live here, and it's so amazing.
Now, in The Bedwetter, who do you play?
I play Laura, who is Sarah's older sister.
Oh, I need to come see the show like as soon as possible.
Yes, please do. We'd love to have you.
What is your favorite part of the show? Like the developmental process?
Yeah. Or of the actual? Okay, I'd say that my favorite part of the process, well, it's actually been crazy because I've been a part of the process since I was like 13 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I was in the first ever reading, so it's been super, super interesting kind of to see the show grow. Also, as I grew as an actor, because, you know, when I started, I feel like, you know, I was scared out of my mind because it was my first ever job in New York. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm with all these really cool people. What? But yeah, I feel like I've kind of grown up with my character, which has been really cool because I've got to see her become much more of a three-dimensional character as I've become much more of a three-dimensional actor. So probably that's my favorite part, being able to like grow with the show.
And that makes sense. Now you're going to college, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm going to college.
Which college?
Not sure yet. I'm most likely going to commit to NYU because that's my dream school. So hopefully we'll see each other there.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm super, super excited about it.
I am too. I toured the campus recently and it has the most like music studios I've ever seen.
Really?
Like in one block.
That's amazing. I have to tour.
Oh,
I have
you
to get
need
on
to.
That.
The library is humongous.
Really?
It is huge.
Ooh, okay. I'm definitely going to take a look at that then.
And also, you have a pet from, like, a quarantine pet, right?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so over quarantine. So I already have another dog. She's, like, you know, one of those little crusty white dogs that everybody makes fun of on social media. And so her name is Chanel, but we call her Meep. I call her Michi. I don't know how it got to that point, but we were like, Michi needs a friend. So one day we like what I did over quarantine kind of to get out of my space was I am a huge animal lover. So we would just go to pet shops and I would like play with the dogs or play with the hamsters or the birds or whatever just to like, I don't know, because it made me feel better, because everybody was stuck inside, and it was really difficult, you know, and so that made me feel better, and one day, okay, my parents, they started letting me go to the pet shops a little bit less, because every time I was like, can we please take this one home? And then that didn't end up being a thing that we could do, but there was one time, I was with my whole family, and we see this tiny fluffy white dog, not crusty like my other dog, and she is beautiful. So we're like, okay, we need to take her out and play with her. And my dad said to me, I'm not touching her because I know if I touch her, then I'm gonna want to get her. Mm-hmm. And then he touched her and then we got her. So her name is Lulu. She is psycho, honestly. when we first saw her, she was super, super chill, but now she's like, she's really come out of her shell. So yeah, that's my quarantine pet story.
What type of dog is she?
She's a Malshie, a Maltese Shih Tzu mix.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then my other dog, Chanel, is a Maltese. So aww, they get along pretty well. They're like sisters. I love them. Yeah, they're so cute.
Oh, that is so adorable. We got a dog in December of November of 2021. And she's a Havanese, and when we first got her, she was so chill. Mm-hmm. She was really, like, sweet. And then, like, a week later, she's tearing up our toilet paper.
Literally. That's oh, my God. Happened. That's my dog.
That is what happened.
Except it's like, my dog has more of an affinity for wires, so that was
no.
a problem.
That's
yeah, we
a
had
problem.
To, like, put blankets over everything. We're like, well, she's going to electrocute herself. But she was just so excited to finally be out of or in the house and have a sister and have whatever, all of the space to zoom around in. Oh, so yeah, I totally understand the feeling of like getting a new dog that you think is one way and then it's like, oh, what like, just happened?
Yeah. We have video from the first time we introduced the two dogs and we thought that our other dog was going to like not like tear her apart per se, but like we thought that they were not going to get along at all, and then, like, they instantly became best friends, and it was so adorable.
Really? The way that we introduced my two dogs is probably... It was probably not the way that you should have done it. Because, okay, so first things first, we put them both in... They're both itty-bitty, so we put them both in their little tiny pink harnesses. Aww. And we were like, okay, they're going to meet outside, whatever. And they immediately started sniffing each other. But then we brought them into the apartment. And once Lulu was in Meep's territory, all hell broke loose. Like, oh, She was not happy, and I remember she would not, like, Meep would not come near me. She, like, felt like she got cheated on. Oh. She would not come near me for, like, days. She was like, are you kidding me? You're bringing home another dog. Was I not good enough for you? But then eventually, a few days later, then they started cuddling a little bit.
They're like, I can live with this.
No, yeah, they started playing together, and, you know, like, my dad's a doctor, and we were all so busy trying to, like, do online school and all of this and that and, like, get situated that, you know, we can't play with our dogs all the time. So they started playing together, and Meep started teaching Lulu the ropes of how to, like, be house trained. And yeah, now they're best friends. My parents send me pictures of them cuddling all the time, and it's, like, my favorite thing in the world. So yeah, I love them so much.
Now, what is your favorite item in this store and why?
Okay. I would have to say probably all the stickers, because, okay, if you know me, you know that I am an avid sticker collector to the point where it's like, I really don't need this many stickers. I don't even have enough things to put all these stickers on, but I just need more. Mm-hmm. It's like this obsessive need. So I would have to say the stickers, because I just want to put them on all of my items. I want all of them.
Now, let's bring up Zoe to do a fun improv game.
Woo, let's go!
Welcome back, Zoe. So we're going to play a fun improv game right now where we're going to ask for three things, and you all in the audience have to yell out those three things, and they're going to have to write an entire improv song based on it.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, so can we get three objects?
Sticker.
Dog. Water bottle.
Sticker, dog, water bottle. Do we got it?
Yes.
Sticker, dog, water bottle.
What do you think?
Sticker, dog, water bottle.
I don't know. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first? Yeah. Oh wait, no. Can you go first? Okay. Alright.
I am just a sticker, and I'm sitting on this water bottle. I don't know what I'm doing, but this is my life. Can you help me? I'm just a sticker on a water bottle.
I'm a dog.
Why? Why are you a dog?
Because I ate a lion.
She ate a lion.
And then I found the sticker and I put it on the water bottle.
You don't have opposable thumbs.
This one does.
And then I drank from the bottle.
And it tasted so good.
Or did it?
It was actually Gatorade.
I thought it was a water bottle.
Then I would be happy.
We're gonna do a key change.
Dog, and the dog was holding a camera and taking a selfie.
Why?
Because it is self-obsessed.
A self-obsessed dog.
I'm the questioning sticker. I will question everything that you say. You can't stop me because I know what could be true and not, because I'm questioning everything.
Okay.
what do you have to say?
How did you get this way?
I don't know. How did I?
Who hurt you?
I don't know. Who did it?
You could be a funny, fun-loving sticker.
Or could I? I don't know myself anymore.
Just open up. You could be anything you want.
Or could I?
Be true to yourself.
No more questioning, sticker.
Why?
Don't question yourself.
The world is so beautiful.
Wow.
Now, do you guys want to sing a song?
Yes.
Yeah.
What song do you want to sing today and why?
A Million Dreams, but the pink version. It's originally from The Greatest Showman.
Close my eyes and I can see the world that's waiting up for me, that I call my own.
Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home.
They can say it all sounds crazy.
They can say I've lost my mind.
I don't care, so they call us crazy.
We can live in a world that we design.
'Cause every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake.
I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take.
Oh, a million dreams for the world we're gonna make.
There's a house we can build, every room inside is filled with things from far away.
The special things I compile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day.
They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. I don't care, so they call us crazy. Run away to a world that we design.
'Cause every night I lie in bed, the brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake.
I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take.
Oh, a million dreams for the world we're gonna make. However big, however small, let me be part of it all.
Share your dreams with me.
You may be right, you may be wrong,
but I wanna bring you along.
The brightest colors fill my head. A million dreams are keeping me awake. I think of what the world could be, a vision of the one I see. A million dreams is all it's gonna take. Oh, a million dreams for the world we're gonna make. for the world we're gonna make.
Thank you all so much for coming here today to watch us perform here at the Broadway Makers Marketplace. Thank you so much to the Broadway Makers Marketplace for allowing us to be here as well. Make sure to follow them on all major social media platforms at Broadway Makers Marketplace. If you want to listen to the rest of our episodes, you can stream them now on theearlynightshow.com. You can follow me at Joshua Turchin on all major social media platforms as well. Thank you so much for watching, and remember that you're all amazing, loved, and valid, and I can't wait to see you all soon. Bye!
I have often dreamed of a far-off place where a hero's welcome would be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and a voice keeps saying, "This is where I'm meant to be."
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah,
not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.